Flying dragons, what were they?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the authority of the Bible. Ken, you don't believe in flying dragons, do you? I thought they were just mythical.
Well, the pictures of flying dragons we see in movies and books may be a bit fanciful, but I believe they're based on memories from people who did see such flying creatures, Mark. Probably flying reptiles like the pterodactyls. In the 5th century before Christ, Herodotus, the famous Greek historian, wrote about the winged serpents of Arabia. You know their descriptions fit what we know about pterodactyls? Similar reports of such creatures come from Ethiopia and India. And there are people living today in the jungles of southern Africa who say they've seen flying reptiles. They call them congamato. Even the Bible talks about flying serpents that live with people. They're mentioned in the book of Isaiah. Now, evolutionists insist that the flying reptiles became extinct with the dinosaurs supposedly millions of years ago. But the Bible and old history books give evidence that such creatures live with people and not so long ago. And it wouldn't surprise me, Mark, because I believe the book of Genesis, if such a flying reptile was still alive somewhere on the earth today. After all, the Bible says that God created all the flying creatures on the 5th day of creation, just a few thousand years ago.
For some intriguing evidence that humans and dinosaurs have lived together, read Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs. It's available on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.